enjoying the rain day to day? Was it natural with the rain?
Yeah, I think we're obviously slightly disappointed to lose by that margin. I think 50 runs and 40 out of 50 runs in the T20 is quite a margin, but I think that we can take a lot from the game. We can learn a lot from even the way Bangladesh went about it and how he went with the ball as well. I think we can, any time you play against a team like that in their home conditions, you can pick up a lot of things and obviously move forward in the silver, which we. It's a ground we don't know the hell's going about, but we speaking to a few of the lads, it may be slightly different from here, so we have to adapt pretty quickly, but I think we take a lot from how Bangladesh went about it as well.
Do you think the last two overs changed the course of the game?
Yeah, I think they had a lot of momentum going into their last few overs. I think Saqib and Amuji played very well. It started a bit before that, and I think they put our balls under pressure. Maybe we could have pulled a few more slower balls along the way, but especially looking back and looking at how their seamers went about it as well. They did that quite a bit, so when I say we can learn a lot from how Bangladesh went about it, I think that's something we can take from the game.
Well, first, welcome to Bangladesh.
Thank you.
You come in here, you beat West Indies at a Caribbean island. Coming back here, you never looked like you did 180 in no point. So is that disappointing? That's what you have said already. But what is the matter behind that you never looked like you did 180?
Yeah, when you lose wickets throughout your innings, and especially consistently in overs, it's hard to pick up any momentum. It's very hard for someone to come in and strike it from ball one in these conditions. Even you look through the Bangladeshi innings, I think there were 30 off six overs, not many more than that. And then they got a little partnership going. Whenever Saqib and Mushi got together, they even built a partnership from then. And I don't think at any real point we had that in our innings. I think when you lose consistent wickets like that, it's very hard to get that going. And whenever you get two lads in, you got to capitalise on it. And we just struggled to get that going.
You also be a bowling mistake.
I think it's something that's happening around the world, not only just in Bangladesh, in the subcontinent. I think a lot of teams slide over to you here and there. It's not something, we don't have a set structure in how we go about it. We'll take each day of these games that comes and assess opposition, assess conditions, but it's definitely an option in the subcontinent, and I think it's becoming more of an option around the world as well.
Any final questions? Thank you very much.
Thanks.